Well, this past weekend was pretty rough on 80s rock stars.
102.9 The Whale Rock Gossip.
We lost Eddie Money on Friday, and then yesterday we lost Rick Ocasek from The Cars. Found dead in his home. No word on anything yet. No, nothing is suspected. Found by his estranged wife, Paulina Poroskova, called the cops. And he was either 70 or 75, depending on which thing you read. I know, it's kind of weird. Rick Ocasek and Ben Orr formed the band. And here are some of the musical influences that they had.
Different people in the band had different inspirations. Ben and I probably had at least 6 or 8 bands before The Cars, some of which only lasted a year, some lasted 6 months. You know, you go through that process. People like Greg and Elliot, they were really influenced by the Beach Boys and the Beatles, and Greg was sort of influenced by Kraftwerk and some of the Euro-German techno bands, and I was a fan of the Velvet Underground and Buddy Holly, and mostly songwriter people since I wrote the songs.
First off, the press did not like The Cars at all, but he didn't care.
In those days, there was maybe only a couple of fan magazines. You know, there was Cream, Rolling Stone. Obviously, there wasn't any internet. Some of the press liked us and some of them didn't. I always thought that a lot of them were critical of us having a sort of cold show, but that was my intent. I was very against prodding the audience to react, and, you know, I felt like the music spoke for itself and the set spoke for itself. We weren't really a dance band and we weren't into acrobatics.
I met the band many, many years ago. I had a promotion where we gave out a car. And usually when you do these things, a member of the band comes out. But everybody from The Cars came out to talk to us and hang out, except for Ben Orr. We're told that Benjamin doesn't do these things. But Rick Ocasek was a nice guy, a funny guy. Here's an example of his sense of humor when they finally made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
When the band first started, Ben was supposed to be the lead singer, and I was supposed to be the good-looking guy in the band. But after a couple of gigs, they kind of got demoted to the songwriter, so I went with that one.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 102.9 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.